There's a money like a Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Shavua says that a person has to be careful, even when he speaks to his kids, not to speak words of sheker, and only to speak words of emes. There's an amazing maisa, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, who doesn't know this maisa. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky one time went to a certain cheder with kids, and he saw that the mezuzah that they put on the door, it made it much lower than it should be, for the halacha. Why they do that? For the kids, they're not going to be able to touch it. He said, it's nisht emes. it's very nice for the kids. You want to chiller one thing, very nice. You don't teach kids sheker. So Eina Chanami, they won't be able to reach the mezuzah, but you're teaching them a sheker, and the Meir Alpidus Rambam, is a father also, a person must be careful to speak to his kids, also to speak to them bad in the emes. There's a Gemara in Sukkah. The Gemara in Sukkah from Dalim and Beis tells us like this, a person has to be very, very careful. If you tell a child, and I'm going to give you something, and then afterwards, you don't do so, you're teaching a child to lie. So you've got to be very, very careful about them continuing to raise Hashem with your own children, not to make sure you get involved in lying. Now, let me get right to it. Okay. Look at the words emes v'sheker. Very interesting. I heard this once from a Mashiach, from Noach Olerich Shlita. He said, there's two wonderful things. If you look at the words emes and the words sheker. Number one, emes, right? All of the letters of emes are full grounded. Aleph, Mem, Tov, you look at them, they've basically got two legs to stand on. But She'enkin Sheker, we don't find such a thing. All the letters of Sheker have come out one line, one stool, one foot to stand on. They're very, very shaky. Also, you find MS. Aleph, Mem, Tov is spread around from the first letter, the middle letter, and the last letter, because if something is MS, you'll find it constantly again and again. Masa'inchin Sheker are letters that are very close together, because you won't find them too distantly all over the place. That's the difference in MS and Sheker. Very interesting. Let me go back to again, we're trying to get that off this vehicle. Also, very interesting, let's look how the Torah spelled out this Issa. The Torah spells out the Issa, as we know, Midvar Sheker Tirchak. Now, we don't find this in any other Issa in the Torah. We don't find such a thing that a person has got a chiv to distance himself from the Sheker. In other words, the Torah could have written, just like every other Issa, don't do this, don't do that. And of my now, Zub the Heilige Torah, Midvar Sheker Tirchak. Separate, distance yourself as far as you can. Look at the chinuch also before Yishim Mitzrayim Dalet, that a person has to distance himself tremendously from anything that even remotely has a chance of a sheker. It's important to protect yourself from such a thing. Again, we're getting to Lachman Belt in a moment. You look at Rabbeinu Yoina. Rabbeinu Yoina and Shai Tshuva brings a list of 9 madregas, right? 9 sort of levels of the severity of lying. Let me go weiter. It's a Moedig Gezach. I actually put them on the swan. It's a big shock. Everybody knows that when a person, Be'ez Hashem, after 120 years of living a good life in this world, will come to Shamayim. And they'll ask him a question. And one of the first questions they ask you, were you MS? Were you trustworthy? Were you correct in business? So most people understand that this is definitely a Boshu chat. Is what do you mean? Were you MS like a businessman? Did you properly do things properly according to the halacha, according to how you should, choshev mishpat or chayim, your day of chulei? Or by someone in the first shem done differently, it doesn't mean were you cheating? Did you steal? It means did you lie? It's going be'ikar and sheker, it's going be'ikar and lying limo, because this is one of the first questions we're going to get after 120. We're trying now, Be'ez Hashem, to, you know, Kvar Kodmu, trying to now go work on it, so Be'ez Hashem, when we get to that day, we'll have exactly what to answer. There's a Moedig, the Sefer Hasidim. The Sefer Hasidim says, if a person speaks Emes, obviously he's a Marmakim, this Kodesh, I'm unbelievable. I worked hard to get these Marmakim, I put them on the list for the Olam. If a person speaks Emes, it's an unbelievable thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekayim your words in Shamayim. Because this basically we can also apply to many things that we've been discussing the last few days that we will be discussing. If a person uses his pet, he uses his mouth in the proper ointment, the Hainu, when it comes to Lashon Hara, when it comes to Rechidus, when it comes to Sheker, when it comes to Inez Devorim, and all the things that we're going to learn about and we have learned about. So Mimela, his pet is good to Shekadosh and Lashon Hagoy. And Mimela, when he says things like Kodesh Baruch is Mekayinah, this is the Pshat, why you find so many Rebbes and Tzadikim and Rabbonim, when they say certain things, Kodesh Baruch seem to listen to them in their brachas on Mekayim or whatever they say. Well, what's the pshat? You can find that value, they've got source, whatever. Or people say, no, that value is their pet. It's the Kohen of their power that only spoke words of Torah and Tefillah and Shvach and Eidor, whatever it was. Nothing came out of it that wasn't proper. Memela. Memela is at the same chassidim when a person speaks in that Ha'oifet, that his prayer is only used for the Torah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to your Tefillahs and listens to what you say in Shemayim. Now we're going back to Baba, we get the Lachas Mamish right now. It's also brought down in the Svarim to get the Nida of Emes is a very, very hard Nida to require. Only Yechidim generally get it. However, state in the Svarim HaKadoshim, if a person is Makbid and he tries, the Shtadlus, to try whatever he can to speak Emes, not to be Cheker, the Rebbeinu Shalom gives it him as a Matona Mechinam. In other words, it's hard to acquire it on your own. But if the Rebbeinu Shalom sees that you're trying, and you're making the effort not to speak a sheker, so then Hanami, then the Rebbeinu Shalom will pay you by actually giving you the midah as a matana tovah. Okay, love again, right? Let's speak about the actual halachas now. Lemaisa, emes v'sheker. What does it apply to? So there is a misconception. People think that emes and sheker only applies if a person was harmed al yedei your sheker. Krishna says, avada the halacha applies, say whether somebody got harmed. And somebody don't get harmed, it doesn't make enough community if what you said causes any consequences. The very fact that a sheker came out of your mouth, that a lame is the issa game over here, we're dealing with the issa ben ha-toyah. We're not dealing with chumas and rabbonas and minis chasidim, we're dealing with issa ben ha-toyah mamish and the mela. It makes no enough community the repercussions and consequences of your words. Avada to speak a sheker is osa nichal this halacha. Now, this is very, very shkia in a further situation. Let's speak like this. Number one. It applies also to writing. That means to say a sheker with a pen is an isagomu. That means to write it on an email, in a text message, in a letter. You're going to be very, very. I know a yid in England that told me he was working by a certain company and he told me he left the company and he was jobless, I think, for maybe 6 to 9 months, which was a difficult situation. He had no parnasa. He was in a different. I said, why do you leave? He said, because the place where he was working was a group of people that they used to mess around with all the documents. Because all the b'shekhi going on, and obviously he had to be nechal in these things. He said, I can't do it. I'm not sure I can't do it. He said, he left his job. He was without a job for 6 to 9 months. And it was difficult because he had no pranasa. He had no way of making any money. But Al-Kabbalim, he said, I cannot work in such a place. I don't feel right. So the mela, the sheker. Sorry?
Then he won the lottery.
Then, no, he went to somewhere else. But Hashem is very happy then. Now, let me go invite those in the Maisa. The Maisa. It also applies, of course, to gestures. That means for a person to nod his head or to make certain face or facial gestures that is lying is a vada nechlas. So if a person asks you something and you lie with your head, you push it, you nod or whatever it is and you say a lie, that's nechla in lying. It's very negative. When you go to the airport, your suitcases, the first question they ask you is, do you have a package from anyone else? So what does everybody say? Right, so either you say, well, no, or you shake your head. Now, you have to know, but we'll spin 1 second, that avada, shaking your head is machlal in the issa of lying. The mice, I looked into this halacha ishtik, and again, it's machlekas, shitas, of the etzer. If a person has something inside, for example, his roommate gave him something to take back to his parents, whatever it may be, you're in England, and then someone else, you know, someone's probably from the yeshiva, gives you something, and all things, whatever. The kitsa, in that case, you're allowed to actually answer, I don't have anything. You're saying a lie? No, because the ikazach, what they're asking, is not, do you have a pair of glasses from your roommate to take back to the optician over there? No. What they're asking is, do you have something suspicious? Do you have something from a fellow that may have given you something that maybe is not 100%? If your roommate gives you a packet of, you know, I don't know, Israeli angel cake because, you know, his mother is terribly craving it back over there in Woodstar, is to have a piece of, you know, the long life 18-month, you know, sponge soft cake. So this is what's in the halakha. I don't have to be choshish that anything happened. So in that case, the most you can make it. I have no problem with this. Right? People give me things, I have no problem. They come to me from the airport and they said to me, I say, yeah. Look at me like, oh, nobody ever told us that before. Nobody ever says yes. I said, well, you want to see it? And they said, no problem. I opened up, I gave it to one time someone said the glasses, all these other things. And they're like, okay, thank you very much, but if I can then call too. Because what's the big deal? Ma baya! I say yes. I was going to come with the MS and finish. Am I scared or something? What are you scared? And if it's the bottom of the suitcase, I have to start again with the whole thing. And like an army, but it's a rocket to be made. But about it, you can say yes, because somebody gave you a pair of glasses to get back to, you know, to into whatever. It's about it, no problem whatsoever. I did it many times, I never had a problem. Oh, Hashem, I think it made the Kishtiku Kiddush Hashem, by the way.
Were you allowed to say no?
Yes.
Sorry?
Give me a package. Okay. Let me get lighter.
Okay.
Let me get lighter. Now, very, very important, there are certain times, again, I'm not going to go through now all the halachas, when it's mutter to speak. I mean, so what's shekel, what's not shekel? I think everybody here knows what's considered shekel. What I do would like to speak about is, when is it mutter to speak a shekel? When is it mutter to change the truth of a certain situation? There's a lot of attainment, I've already said. I have many, many examples. I wanted to finish it today. It looks like we'll have to finish it also tomorrow. Okay, so let's start. Number one, we know the Gemara in Bar Metzia, Chof Gimel, tells us that we know that there are a few times that a person is allowed to speak something that's not true. A Talmud Chacham, for example, is three times that he's allowed to speak Dvarim that another 100% true. I am the show over there, the Mishayim, whatever it means, Purim, Purya. Okay, I'm not getting into all the Inyanim right now. Oh, but one thing we do know, Mipnei HaShalom is Mutta. To lie in Mipnei HaShalom is sometimes Mutta. Now again, let me speak out exactly what's going on over here. There's a Gemara in Yevamos HaMechem Alav. The Gemara in Yevamos HaMechem Alav tells us, Mipnei HaShalom you're allowed to lie. What means Mipnei HaShalom? Interesting, by the way, the Gematria of Sheker is Derech Shalom. Very interesting. Have a look at the Ben Yod over there, Yevamos spells that out. Oh, but Aisha here, to make Shalom between someone, there's a fight going on. And people are in a fight, and the way to break up the fight and to fix it up is to make a lie, like Aaron HaKohen did. There's a brother Mokim to be Mekel. Who are then? If there's some sinner going on, there's some hatred cost for Sholem in Klal Yisrael. As a neighbor, a person is allowed to say a Shekem Amish. Now again, it's a machlokes. A person should not be rogil in speaking Shekem for all of these things. It's not something we do on a regular basis, but if the time comes up, it's Mutta in certain situations. And obviously, the Makor for this is the Rebbeinu Shalom. The Pasuk tells us in Sefer Bereishis that the Rebbeinu Shalom changed the conversation he had with Sarah when he spoke to Avraham. Why? Shalom Bayis. In order not to make any problems whatsoever. So the maybe we have a Maisel Shalom Bayis as a Mokit Bimeka, or a Maisel Tel Olim, a Murdika Maisel Shahoya. Somebody called, this is a Murdika Maisel. There was a, remember the details now, it was a while ago, there was a newly married man. I think it was within the first year, Shalom Rishon, it could be. He was newly married. The Kitsa, he did not like his wife's cooking too much. Obviously, this is not advice what to do. I'm not giving advice. Don't try this one at home. Oba, he was newly married. He did not like his wife cooking too much. He was maybe, you know, he's healthy. I don't know what. All these interesting things. Bekitz on his way back from either Kohl or work, whatever the maestro was. I'm not going into the details now. And Bekitz, he bought himself a nice, good, fat shawarma. He comes back home. Lo and behold, his wife made milchiks for supper. Now he has a problem. Because if he said, oh, well, I'm fleishik. That will be a little bit of a shalom bias, because it's a bit of a shalom bias issue, and he held it was a mummish. He held it, if he would have told her that, she would have got tremendously upset. Maybe she was very sensitive, maybe she knew the situation, I don't know. And he wanted to know, again, I'm not getting into Shalis Alocha right now, I knew it is, I'm a big desk, I'm not getting into it, if a person is allowed to be makel in less than or even more than 1 hour, maybe the Torah is alone, or not waiting 6 hours for a mokim of tremendous shalom bias. So again, there would be certain situations. In a matzah, maybe like what Azari is saying, maybe you could say there's a scene with Fleisha, whatever. Aye, it's a lie. If you hold this tremendous matzah of Shalom Bayis, it could be there's a mockery to be naked. Again, we don't try these things at home and don't be
scared.
For sure. Okay, I'm not getting into lockers right now. And the Mela, a person should not be Mavakal Isra Chatzchela, don't be daft to do it, I'll pass the lie, that's a valid lie. No, I'm going to go weiter. There's a Gemara in Ksubis. The Gemara in Ksubis, Zayin tells a famous Gemara, Kalal of a Chasuda, is that a person is allowed to go over to the Chasun, by the Chasana, and say, you know your colour? Unbelievable. Amazing, pretty, beautiful. Amazing. No matter. So she didn't think about, why do you do that? Why do you do that? It's not true. And I that maybe you don't think it's true. I thought the Chassid Shalom was talking about a case of looking. But you can go out there and tell us the thing. Now, the Gemara says, what's the reason? The Gemara says, the reason is, because first of all, the Chassid, we want to make him love her. And by therefore, we're allowed to lie, even if it's not 100% true. Why? Because a beauty is relative. And therefore, Enochanami, you don't think she's so, but obviously he, we hope, does. And therefore, that's the reason why. I saw a Murdika Pshad Orcha Shulchan. The Orcha Shulchan says Pshad over here is, because it's not referring to her physical beauty, it's referring to her actions. And when I say how beautiful and whatever she is, I'm referring to her Maisin Toifin. And that Avada is 100% Vaita. Now, who are Din? Zuk the Praiskin, the Gemara tells us as well. The Gemara says if someone buys something, he comes back and he says to you, oh, you like this? And you say, well, you're thinking, oh my gosh, how could you have bought that? Like, that's crazy. Yeah, he's bought it already, right? So if he's bought it already, you're not going to go over and tell him, oh, that's terrible, you got ripped off, or you could have got it cheaper down the road, or whatever. He's not going to gain anything for care. So you know that's the problem, it's going to make him upset. So maybe you're allowed to lie? That's amazing, that's beautiful. I'm getting tired, look at the princess.
That's not a sign.
No, Now, let me invite Zukum Shlomo Zalman. Same thing with a child. Someone comes over, your sister comes over to you with a newly born baby, and she says, "Do you like my baby?" And you think this is the ugliest baby you've ever seen in your entire life. Now, what are you going to do? You're going to tell her, and just say, "Looks like cousins. That's not like you. Maybe you should be happy. I don't know." The Ketzer Rav Shlomo Zalman holds you allowed to tell a parent that your child is absolutely gorgeous. This is the most prettiest child I've ever seen in my entire life. And I've had the talk with the Sheketz Nivchal in the Gemara. Now, first, I saw interesting the Shaila. Ravil Yashiv, Zatzal, Tain Fisher, Zatzal, Rav Shlomo Zalman, Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, they passed in a very interesting Shaila. What's the halacha when you're taking matzah? Very shkik Shaila on Pesach time. You're taking matzahs back to Chutz La'aretz, right? You're taking special matzahs, hand-baked machine, chabura, whatever it is. You're taking them back to Chutz La'aretz and you want to put them onto the machine. The only thing is, you want to write onto the box, "This contains glass." Because if you write "this contains glass," then they're going to be very careful with it and they're going to treat it like mummers, like gold. If you tell them it's matzahs, matzahs, who cares? If you tell them it's glass, oh, that's like hashibas. And then the box can say you are allowed to actually put a sticker or even write on it, "This contains glass, handled with care," whatever it may be. It's not called a sheker, because it's the same yesoid. The yesoid is glass equals be careful, matzah equals be careful. That's not called a sheker. We made a person can be equal. Who are the person that happened to be today? Person was telling you about Torah. Now, you know this about Torah, you know the story. Now, I'm not talking about the fact you're going to make him upset and tell him I know it already. Stop! You make out that you don't know it already, and you're all excited about it because he's excited to tell you. That's not called a sheker, that's about to go to be mutter. Mamish, one more halacha and then we'll finish tomorrow. Very negay in your house or in the office. What happens? Somebody knocks on the door, you can't be bothered. Now, I know I have to tell you, I have to be honest with you, when I come home also I have the same problem. I have people knocking on the door, not that often, but it happens. And I'm home for mamish like half an hour, 25 minutes every day. I run in, get some food, and run out the rest of the day. That's it. So I'm as long as the door pushes, it's not going to go. So what's the halacha in such a situation? Or what's the halacha when you can't be bothered to open the door? So look at like this. The Ansem, you're not mechuyev. If you don't have time right now, or you're busy, you're not mechuyev to answer every single thing on the phone, and therefore you're allowed to answer the door, the intercom system, or tell somebody else to ask the intercom system and say, "He's not available right now." Now that applies even if you are available, but you're busy. "I'm not bothered right now. I've got other things to do. I'm eating supper. I'm talking to my kids, whatever." So you can write, "I'm not available." You can tell them, "I'm not available." To say, "They're showing the Zalman." Sorry?
You see, you're not here.
One second. Rav Shlomo Zalman, Rav Yashiv said, he said the same. You're not mechuyav to answer the door or answer the phone to anyone that comes, to anybody that rings. If you're busy right now, you don't have to tell them, "Oh, by the way, I'm talking to my kids. I'm eating supper right now. I haven't got time to you." You don't have to tell them. You can answer and say, "Listen, we cannot answer the door right now. Come back later." Or, and that applies, by the way, even if the Balabais is sitting on his couch, drinking the coffee as relaxed as can be. He answers the door, and the Hanami. He answers the door, 100%. He answers the door, "I'm not available." It's not a lie. Now,
I've seen it on that here.
Now, one second, we'll get to that. Now, picking up the phone, by the way, very important. The phone rings, when I pick it up, put it straight back down again. That's Gezel, because they partially get charged with a phone call, and that's why I have that bad
shadow. Well, if you know they have all the coins.
Okay, yeah, but you know who it is. I got caller ID. This comes out right there. Now, one last halacha about sleeping. Let's get to sleeping now. So again, the Etzem, if you're not available, you're allowed to say I'm not available. If you are available, you can't be bothered on the phone. That's not for line, it's for say the gong. Obviously,
when you're going to send your child. Available, you're just not interested.
Right, exactly. That means, obviously, to send the child to the door and say Tati's not home, that's, forget about lying, not lying, that's not good chinuch. That's a bad or not good chinuch, that's partial. I once had a modik again, by the way, I just mentioned the word chinuch, I have to remember this. Tell the oilam. Mamash a modik is achel chinuch I heard. Right, I heard this recently. Right there. Somebody said, Rabbi Akiv Kamenetsky said, a modik is achel. I reckon Yeski, Mamish, going up to the Nizach and Tashu and everything. He said he wants to say my suda by somebody. The person that I'm going to say now is a sentence that probably will help you the rest of your life. He said like this, tremendous. He said he was once sitting by a table and a child got up, a young child probably got up and stood on the table. And the father got so upset, maybe it would be accurate there, that's why he was upset. But if he was, he got upset, he punished the child. Rabbi Akiv said to him, "I want to teach you something, he's so godly and chinuch. You only punish a child if you're scared they'll do something when he's older. If you're punishing now because you're doing a childish thing and he'll go out of it, then that's not called punishing, that's not called chinuch." In other words, when a child is on the table, are you worried when he gets older he's also on the table? About the nish. What is it? He's doing a childish thing. If he's doing a childish thing,
he's going to the street.
Masha'ingit. No.
He breaks the wall.
Yes,
he's not going to do it when he's older.
Yes, he will. You've got to teach children when they're younger not to do certain things when they're older. And that's why we're later here, we started late. Over the Balabais is sleeping. What happens if the Balabais in the house is sleeping? Right? And if somebody answers the door, is allowed, the halacha is you're allowed to say they are not in right now. Why? Zuk the bells are dying, shave it like a hussy. Because if he's sleeping, he's not in right now. And the baby is allowed to answer that he's not in right now, even though he's in the Maisa. There's one more Maisa I have to finish with this. Rishon Zalman used to say the following Maisa about the Malamad Lahoyim. He used to say, he used to lie down in the afternoon and tell his wife, if anybody comes, you tell them I'm preparing for the Shea right now. Why? I'm lying down. Because lying down sleeping for him was to give him kindness to learn, and it's a preparation for the Shea. Rabbi said, tomorrow I must continue and finish the halachos of Sheker.